Hey, welcome back. It's another edition of God News You Can Use. This is where you find the good stuff. There is good stuff happening in the world, and I love to go find that for you. I say that with emphasis because it seems every time you turn on the TV or you check out social media or just click online to go check your email, something pops up and you go, oh, here we go again. Bad news everywhere. But it really isn't. With the Lord God Almighty, things are awesome because God is on the move. And that actually is where the light shines. We know light shines through the darkness when we have our Savior Jesus Christ and we celebrate God here and all the good things happening because it is happening. Best of all, the absolute best news, of course, is that God sent His only begotten Son so that we can be redeemed to Him. He died on the cross but was raised again so that we could have life and life everlasting and have it more abundantly while we're here on earth as well. So accepting Jesus as your Savior is the ultimate good news, as it says in Romans 10, 9 and 10. And I'm going to get to that verse in just a little bit. First, I want to jump into story number one. We're heading to Marshall, Texas today, where the 2022 graduating class of Wiley College just got some amazing news. This from their president, Mr. Felton, and here's how it sounded on graduation day.
You are debt-free. You do not owe the college a penny. If you have a balance, you had a balance. You no longer have a balance.
And how did this happen? An anonymous donor. I knew it because I wanted to say thank you to that person. We don't know who that is, but they estimate that it was over $300,000 in debt between each student. It was sort of a smaller class, but enough that, you know, that was $30,000 or $60,000 or somewhere in the middle dollars of debt that was paid off for these students so that they could go forth and do good. As a matter of fact, that's exactly what their president said. He said, go forth inspired, glorious deeds to do. Amen. I love it. And by the way, Wiley College was founded by the United Methodist Church back in 1873. And they've said from the beginning, it's an environment for students who have expressed a desire and potential for learning in a Christian environment. You know what's really great about this story? So many things, but that ultimately they give all glory to God. These students knew exactly how much they were blessed, and that was not missed on them. And I think it's wonderful. Now they can go forth inspired to do good deeds. And your verse today, Galatians 5, 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Each and every student has learned a valuable lesson right here at the very start of their lives, their career, whatever's coming next, that the goodness, the patience, the love that was shared with them, they can now return that to others. They will never forget this moment when they graduated and heard that they were debt-free. And now they're inspired to go forth and do many other good things. It may not be relieving someone's debt, but maybe it's the debt of a burden someone's carrying, not a student loan, but a debt of sorrow and sadness and hopelessness. And now they've had that hope instilled in them. It's time to share it. That's what's on the horizon for these students. They'll never forget it. I hope you enjoyed that. We're heading into story number two today. Okay, so you made a plan to get married in Las Vegas. You hop on a plane out of Dallas heading toward Vegas, and that's the plan. You get there. As a matter of fact, the window was so close for Pam and Jeremy that they decided to wear their wedding attire on the plane. They only had like an hour and a half once they landed to get to the chapel. But then their flight was canceled. And for Pam, 52, and for Jeremy, 49, this was a very long time coming for this marriage, this wedding. And they wanted to do it their way. They wanted to go to Vegas and get it done there. I don't think they had an Elvis minister, but wouldn't that be cool? but no, they wanted to go to Vegas. It was the plan all along. Well, with their flight canceled, they heard about a Southwest Airlines airplane that was actually heading toward Vegas, but it was going to get them there way too late. That's when they found out that there was a minister on board.
We were just going to sneak off and do this and not tell anybody. It was just going to be a little fun secret that we were going to have.
While this is all going on, we're fully dressed in wedding attire. I'm in a suit and tie. She's in her dress because we were landing in Vegas at 7:30 and we were scheduled at 9 o'clock at a chapel to get married. And as we're walking onto the plane, the pilot's standing there, you know, he's greeting the passengers as they're coming on, and he sees us and he goes, are you guys trying to get to Vegas for a wedding? And we're like, yeah. And he's like, okay. And she goes, I don't know if we're gonna make it, but if we don't, I think we're gonna do it right here on your plane. And he's like, Okay.
Okay, sounds good.
I now pronounce you husband and wife. Jeremy, you may kiss your bride.
And the crowd went wild. No Elvis minister, but it's the next best thing. Getting married somewhere over Arizona, they estimate. I think it's a sweet story. The theme for this particular God News You Can Use podcast is all about goodness, the goodness of God, but the good things that happened because of Him. So let me get into God's Word. That's Psalm 27:13. I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Looking at the land from 35,000 feet in the air, however high airplanes go, I kind of forget. But either way, that's a wedding that nobody will ever forget. And I love that the crowd participated. They all held up their phones. Somebody played the wedding march and everybody took videos and they cheered wildly. What a sweet memory. What a sweet circumstance that there just happened to be a minister at the right place at the right time. That's God's timing. Hope you enjoyed that. I certainly did. Another good story on this theme of goodness for God News You Can Use this week. As we head to Georgia, I want to tell you about a very special 18-year-old. You know, when the lockdowns began, we all kind of were not only sequestered indoors and really didn't have much to do, a lot of us said, let's take up a new hobby. Most of us can sew on a button, for example, but we're not necessarily that good with a sewing machine. 18-year-old Bryn, same thing. She said, I think I'm going to take this time to do something special for babies in the NICU. She was thinking about the babies who moms and dads, they couldn't be there with them 24/7. But there's something about that warm, comfortable hand, if you will, upon a baby that makes all the difference. It's that connection to mom and dad. And when they can't be there, she actually created something that sort of could. Sewing comfort. Sewing, S-E-W-I-N-G and S-O-W-I-N-G.
I could sew by hand, but I'd never sewed with a machine before.
She calls them, appropriately, tiny hugs.
Tiny hugs make babies feel like they're being held, and it helps position them and hold tubes and helps with their musculoskeletal development. It basically is like a little weighted blanket for the babies in the NICU, and it feels like they have a hand on them when their parents can't be there with them. I just wanted to make sure that they felt loved and helped when they're in that hard situation.
So many good stories, so little time. Well, actually, we have time for them. That's why you have your God News You Can Use podcast. I'm glad you're listening. I promised you that I would end with this verse today, so I want to make sure to do it. It's the ultimate good news when you accept Jesus as your Savior. It's from Romans 10:9-10. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. If it's something that you've heard of but have never done, maybe just lift a prayer up to the Lord right now where you are and ask if you have prayed that salvation prayer. If not, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord, that you accept Him, you bring Him, you welcome Him into your life. And miraculous and wonderful things will happen, including eternal life with the one true God. That's the ultimate good news. I hope you enjoyed the three stories today. God News You Can Use is on Facebook. Like, follow, share. Everybody needs good news. And lots of places to find the podcast. I suggest you head to Spotify. Look for it there. Or you can head to Anchor, which actually hosts the Spotify podcasts. So easy to find. You may be listening there right now, but share it with your friends. And thank you so much. May the Lord bless you mightily until next Friday, when I've got a brand new podcast for you. Why? Because God is always on the move, delivering good news.